Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 8 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais. And as always, I've got my lovely vampiric players with me.
Oh, I'm vampiric. Hi, vampirical. this is Terry Gamble. I'm playing Issachar Fora. I'm a leader of people. And if they feel like they need to be with me all the time, I understand that. You should join me.
Nice. I'm Abria Iyengar playing Stella Martingale, a follower that wants to just be friends with my friends and, you know, like, also rule. I'm into it.
I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Maria Zog, a German artiste, a sculptor, and, trying to do rousing speeches, but I don't know if it worked or not.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
Hello, my name is Wes Otis, and I'm playing John LaRoche.
So let's see if we can recap last time. You all went to Sacred Grounds to meet up with some of the other local vampires to tell them that, hey, you actually can do the things that you said that you would, and you're going to take care of the city and make things better for them.
Taking care of business.
There was a lot of dissent there, including one vampire who went out to the back alley as she left and was unfortunately murdered by somebody with a crossbow. Crossbow?
Oh my god.
What's up, crossbow?
That's a technical term.
The crossbow.
The crossbows, it's like the youth group for the Sacred Grounds. Get it? Like, for the crossbows.
Crossbows.
And like, we like love Jesus like with all our hearts.
Guns, God, and firearms.
Oh my god, I can see the crossbows.
That's the name of our group.
Oh no, that should be... Actually, it should be what you, the nickname for the Second Inquisition is the Crossbows.
Yep, that's not true.
but there were men with crossbows up on the roofs that were firing wooden bolts at you. You were able to take them out pretty easily, but it was clear that they were set on you by Isabeau, who was very excited about having done this, even though you managed to murder-nate them. And... let's see.
Hellfire.
Sorry, every time I sing it in my head.
Yeah, I guess I feel like there was more that happened. I guess that's why. So decided to split the party, and we have Isabeau, who's doing her other stuff. We had Issachar and John headed to Hellfire. We had Maria, who has now ghouled the owner of Sacred Grounds and is staying in Edward's previous bunker. And we had Stella, who is heading back out to the ranch and has been greeted by big filming lights. And that's where we're going to pick up.
Oh, shit.
So, Alton, you're kind of in a more clear, deserty area with that. But it's clear that there's a bunch of trucks and there's a lot of movement and activity at the ranch. And they are filming something.
Crap. Yeah, I'm going to park far away and then, like, try to sneak up and see exactly what's going on.
Okay. Do you want to do a stealth roll for
funsies? Yeah, let's do a stealth roll.
Yay!
Good morning, Dice. How are we?
So let's do dex and stealth.
Be good like you were before.
Yes.
3.
Stealthy AF. And you're able to get up and see that they are filming a music video.
Okay, well, they'll be gone in a night. But who could have... Why didn't they forget about this place? Shit! And I want to sneak... Is there a way for me to try to, like, figure out who the, like, senior most producer or someone from the studio that's, like, overseeing this is?
There are several people that are sitting in, like, director chairs back behind the camera.
Yeah, okay. I want to try to steal...
Yeah, someone. That's great, darling. All right, let's do another take. Okay, roll back.
Oh, crap. I'm going to try to jack a laptop. I don't want to interact.
Okay.
I love how you're doing, like, raptor hands.
Yeah, like, just tiny T-Rex hands. I do feel like any other day, Stella would be happy to go and charm them to pieces. But she's got a bunch of corpses in her truck, and she's been recently shot in the shoulder, and, like, this is probably a weird look.
That sounds like a vampire country song. I got a bunch of bodies in my truck.
next on Tall Sighted Stories.
Oh my god, yes.
Why don't you roll for me a dex and larceny roll?
Oh no. I was gonna have that because I have it like still erased.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I took firearms instead. Okay, I got two successes.
Oh, okay. You are able to grab a laptop, but somebody turns around and sees you. It's like, oh yeah, could you get us some more coffee, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited to be here.
Yeah. More coffee, please. Uh-huh. Okay. Two sugars, lots of cream.
Uh-huh.
And one that's just black because he's weird. I don't know. It's just
so wonderful. And she just wants to look starry-eyed and then like run in the direction of Kraft and then just keep walking.
Okay.
Cool. Fuck those guys. I hate this. And she's gonna start furiously like texting. Okay, probably not you two, since she doesn't want to blow your cup. Nope.
Where's your
phone? She's dumb. Ah, crap.
You destroyed your phone.
Oh, no. She reaches, and there's like a little outline where the phone should be. And she's like, what even am I anymore? Oh, my God. Has a tiny existential crisis and then walks into... she wants to head to like a part of the ranch that isn't full of like production stuff. Mm-hmm. And open up the laptop and... try to be a hacker. She's not, but we'll do our best.
Cool. Let's do intelligence and technology.
I got one in tech. That's none successes.
None successes. Mm-hmm. You can't get past the password.
Just the initial screen. Password one. Tight. I'm going to shatter it. Like, just snap it in half. Throw it.
Okay.
And then, oh God, I guess I'm going to have to talk to someone. Did I just pretend to be a PA? Yeah. And I want to remember the coffee order and then walk back.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, that took you long enough. God.
I'm so sorry. I'm easily confused.
What is your name?
Kelly.
Cool. Kelly, if you want to make it in this business, you cannot speak that way. That's rule number one. Oh. You've got to have some confidence, okay?
Oh, okay.
And you need to get the coffee orders right because... frankly, they were very simple coffee orders.
I'm so sorry. I'm very excited. Also, I'm tired because it's late. I'm sorry. No.
Is this your first night shoot?
Yes. My uncle got me this job. I just don't want to mess it up. I just want to be famous.
Just... what?
Wow.
Kelly.
Yeah?
You're... starting out on the wrong foot, babe.
I'm sorry. I just wanted... and I think she's just gonna, at this point... like, how many people are around?
This is probably a crew of, like, 20, 25 people.
Okay. I think she's gonna start, like, intentionally shrinking back to pull this one person a little bit away from the group.
Sure.
So she can use awe, so she can stop doing this.
Okay. Yeah, and they keep following, and they're just like, look, when I started out in this business, you know, I was just like you. Uh-huh. I was really nervous, but I learned really fast. I can't be that. And just keeps, you know, trying to belt you with, like, all of this advice, quote unquote.
Cool. I love this.
All right. Why don't we roll some dice then?
So you're intelligence and composure, and I'm manipulation and presence. Beep, boop, boop.
Three. All right. They also got three, but it's going to go to you. Although, so you're able to awe them, but they're also still like, they soften a little.
Yeah.
But they're like, and honestly, I want to help you. I feel like,
oh man,
I only known you a few minutes, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's potential.
Oh my God. Thank you. I love when people see the potential in me. Ugh. And she's just like, in her head, it's just like, why didn't this work? I hate people in Hollywood. Like, he didn't even hear me awe. Like, ugh, what weird brain blood sorcery allows for people in Los Angeles to not... ugh, I hate it. I hate it. Cool. Thank you very much. I will try to be better.
Yeah, I'd love to entrust you with some better tasks here.
Thank you.
You know, help me help you.
Okay, I would like that very much. And I think she just gets swept up into this music video shoot because she doesn't know how to get out of it. She tried one thing and she's out of ideas now. Okay.
So you're busy working on a music video shoot.
Just a full PA now. Sorry, guys.
Oh my
god.
What
happened to Stella?
And that poor guy in the truck, you left him in the truck too, right?
Yeah, my blood doll.
Yeah.
No,
specifically
sent
would have like, yeah, would have like fed off of him and sent him back.
Okay.
Yeah, using his phone.
Yeah, oh thank God. Oh yeah, how did I whatever. Yep.
yeah, it occurred to me.
It's fine.
Yeah. You used other people's phones, yeah. But up until now you're isolated.
Yeah.
You're away from all the phones.
What do I do? How do I live?
Although you did awe that guy. You could always
thank you. I'm gonna go get a phone. And a promotion.
So let's go to Issachar and John, who have arrived outside of Hellfire. And this time when you're there, the sign is actually lit up. So it looks like they're actually testing out the neon. So it's got the flames behind going up behind
flames,
the words Hellfire.
Flames.
On the side of my head.
Yes.
Well, shall we?
Yes. I'll, you first.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to walk ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just try the front door, I think. We're going to both try to be stealth, I think, as well, just so we can not be seen.
Okay.
Too
I'm
easily.
Using silence of death, so.
Okay. So you're super quiet already. Do you want to roll dex and stealth for me then, as a car?
Sure. Three.
All right. You guys are both very quiet as you approach and don't make any sounds on the pavement as you reach the front doors that are these giant black doors that have got the handles have been cut out to sort of mimic like a flame as well. But when you try,
these doors are hot.
When you reach for the door, there's no give to it when you try to pull open the door.
Okay. So these are locked.
Should we go around back or do we force this?
I think maybe we go around back.
Yes, I agree.
Don't want it to be cause
too much loudness.
Yeah. Or that anyone notices around here. So let's go around. So we walk around back.
Okay.
And try to get in that way through the back door.
All right. Are you going to try and break in stealthily, or are you going to try and break the door? It looks like there's a new handle and lock on it because you guys had broken in there once before.
I think I could probably try to pick the lock and get in there.
Yeah, let's do stealth.
I'm not going to smash it, but we'll stealth.
So that's going to be dex and larceny if you're going to do like actual lock picking. What are you using to pick the lock?
Probably like a hairpin or something.
Okay.
Like a master. Three? Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right. You managed to somehow use the old hairpin and pick the lock. It's something that you've had to do before. You probably had a follower that was into that as a hobby and showed you how at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a hobby.
Sometimes it's good to know things and have followers who are good at many different things. I say, diversify your portfolio.
Yeah. More skills mean more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in, and it's much like it was before. The floors have actually been painted black now, instead of just the concrete. There is a stage, and there's an obvious roped-off VIP area.
Looks like it's ready for opening for real now. Well,
there's going to be a new security guard.
Clearly.
Should we try to find the office?
Sure. So we look around towards the back and the front and...
You're able to go backstage and you get to an office or what seems to be an office door. And the same kind of barrier feeling that you have at Madame Rev's is there.
Oh, this is protected.
Interesting. And we can't get through it easily, right? We can't get through it at all?
Not easily.
I'm going to try to get through it.
Okay. What are you going to try and do?
I'm going to see if I can sense a weak point at any point and just go through it.
Okay. Why don't you do wits and occult?
Wow, I've got 6. That's nice. For once, usually I have like 2.
Yeah.
Get it.
That's so
1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Jeez.
Wow. That'll do.
Yeah, that'll work.
You're able to kind of mirror what you saw Stella doing.
Okay.
With regard to the barrier outside of Madame Rev's. And you find, like, a spot that feels a little weaker, but it's just that one spot, and you got a little bit of give, but that's about it.
So I can't get through.
It's not going to let you all the way through. Okay. But you can tell that there is a weak spot in the barrier.
Maybe if we get Stella here at some point, not tonight, obviously, but we can get through.
And you notice there are some other office-looking doors down the hall.
Let's check those out.
But this one in particular has got a barrier around it.
Maybe if we find the security guard and
find the
convince
key,
convince him to go in for us.
Sure.
Maybe that would be a good way to go.
So we look around and look for the guard.
Why don't you guys roll wits and awareness to try and pinpoint where somebody might be?
Back down to 3.
Oh, you don't get 6 every time?
Oh my god.
I got 2 successes.
Okay.
She rolls a million dice.
I know.
It's so good.
Only 1. It's because I said talk to Shia.
1 success. I got 2. She's got 1.
You realize that from the door at the end of the hallway, you can hear very softly.
Perfect.
John.
You hungry?
You hungies? That's, is that what you're saying?
That sounds like dinner.
John.
No, we'll work.
I'm going to need you to focus right now.
I know.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
All right. So we're going to go get the sleepy.
Mm-hmm. It's just the docile tones of sheep. Just, you know.
John.
You first.
I need you to focus.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So we're going to go get the security guard. And I think we need to do a little... Like, try to... I don't know.
I like the...
Yeah. Magic him. We need to magic him.
All right, so you're going to go through the door at the end of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to try and... Who's going through the door?
I'm going to let her go first.
Okay. Don't you... You need to be stealthy again.
Yep.
So it's Dex and stealth to open up this door and not wake them up.
Great.
I like that for John, the sound of snoring is like the in and out smell to the rest of us.
Right. Delicious. 1.
1?
Mm-hmm.
Double.
The door opens and it goes just a little.
Oh.
But you still hear the sound of snoring.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and here he is. And then I want to see if he's got like a key ring on him, like jingle jangle on the side of him or something like that, that maybe could help open some of the other doors or.
Does seem to have a key ring on his belt. And he's got his, you know, hands on his stomach and there's. He's sitting in front of a bank of security cameras.
Fab. I'm going to look at the cameras and see if we can see anybody in there. I'm going to have a motion for John to come on in. Make sure you come in and follow me.
I do.
Take a look at these cameras. Like, I'm pointing to the cameras for him to take a look.
Okay.
And we're, you know, perusing through. Do we notice anyone or do we get to see anybody?
It does seem like there's somebody moving around in what was the VIP area.
Look, who is this?
What do you think we should do?
Looks like somebody's giving last looks over this place. Before this party, I want to get this guy's keys.
Okay, I can do that easily.
Perfect. And then I want to see if maybe we can figure out who's down there and maybe surprise them.
What about this guy? Are we going to let him sleeping cat's lie?
Are you hungry, John?
I'm always a little hungry.
Well,
but we can leave him. I know I'm focusing. We're on a mission.
It's a matter of time, but also I don't want him to wake up right away either. But I also don't want him to be discovered to have been.
I can always make it look like he wasn't.
Okay. I'm going to let John have a snack.
Yeah, I'm going to feed off this guy. I'm going to take 2 so he sleeps.
Okay. Dex and stealth.
Dex and stealth. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 2 successes.
You're able to feed off of him and take a couple of
points. I take 2, yeah. And then I use my saliva to heal the wound on his neck. Yeah, lick.
All right, cool. And then, so we've got the keys. You've got this guy asleep. I'm going to head downstairs to see if we can figure out who this person is. We got to be really quiet about it, though, too.
Absolutely. All right. This is the first time that I've been completely have no hunger, finally.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Woo.
What a day.
Till tomorrow.
So let's do Dex and stealth again.
Mm-hmm.
2 successes.
Okay.
3.
You're really stealthy and very quiet, so she doesn't notice you right away, but it is Isabeau.
Oh, shit.
And looking around, very obviously trying to make sure that everything looks good in the VIP mm-hmm. areas, like red velvet couches, all the walls and everything are painted black. Mm-hmm. There are drains in the floor. And
nice.
Yeah.
Go to the offices.
Okay.
Find what you can find.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to her.
Are you sure?
Yes. Go. Take the keys.
Okay. And I'm going to take the key. Are you?
Just go.
I don't want. Okay. And I've.
Get out of here once you're done. I'll be okay.
And I kind of wave you to go.
Okay. I hesitantly go.
Okay. So you're going to head back up to the office. Mm-hmm.
When she's out of sight, mm-hmm. I'll make my presence known.
That was a nice trick you did against us at the sacred grounds.
Oh, I'm not expecting you to show up so soon.
For once, I caught you off guard. Isn't that nice?
Well, I am quite occupied at the moment.
Yes, I know. So, the Inquisition, how many do you have in your pocket?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, John, we really need to work on you and your banter.
I think my banter is very good.
That's the problem.
Well, anyway, so this is what you came up with, a gothic nightclub.
It is lovely, isn't it? A little gauche, but I think especially the younger generations will appreciate it.
Yes. I like the flames on the door out there.
Oh, thank you. That was my idea.
Reminds me of an upscale Sizzler.
Well, that was quite rude, John.
Sorry. It just came out to my mind. TGIF, is that better? No. All right. Well, what do you want besides me? Why won't you just go away?
I want the city.
Why do you want the city? You can have any city.
I want this one.
I mean, you can be in any city. London. Paris.
There must be something you appreciate about this city. Why do you stay here?
Well, you weren't here. That was a bonus. Now you're here, so I guess the nightlife is nice. But, I mean, a city is a city. Why do you have to have me, darling? What do you need?
Because, like you, I like what's mine to stay mine.
Yes, but aren't you bored of me already? I mean, it's been many, many years. You have to get tired of having the same person over and over again.
You're still mine, and you will remain mine, and that is the end of it.
I see. Well, look. After tonight, I'm going to do whatever I can to get rid of you. But what do you say if we leave and go have some fun?
Are you serious?
I am. I can't beat you. You took away all my powers.
No, you can't.
So why don't you beat me for a while and we'll have some fun?
Are you proposing what I think you're proposing?
Yes.
Well, why not stay here? The couches need breaking in.
Again, the Sizzler part of it's a bit daunting, but I mean, whatever. Sorry, I know it's difficult.
You're difficult.
I'd get rid of those fire pulls, though. They're just, it's a little much. It's much. It's a lot. Anyway, look, let's break in the couches, okay?
You know, I don't think I will.
All right, but remember, after tonight, I'm going to try to find a way to get rid of you.
You can try.
I know.
But in the meantime, I suggest you leave my club.
Are you sure?
I would go before I decide to do something where no one could ever have you again.
Oh, fine. Good luck with your opening. I'll show myself out. Goodbye, Isabeau. Belle.
What's your name again? It's Bo, right? I'm trying to give you as much time as possible.
I'm experiencing that, so I'm looking through and trying to figure out what's happening in the back.
So you can look at this as me being annoying or foreplay, whichever you like.
She's going to backhand you.
Yeah. Ooh.
Foreplay, then.
Bro, she's going to take your wiener.
She is an old vampire.
I know. Can I try to dodge?
You can. It's going to be dex and athletics.
Oh, so I'm shit at both of those.
You're going to be great.
Oh, Christ.
She's an old fucking vampire. I know.
Yeah, no, I don't. She hits me full on.
Yeah, she hits you and like... it rips the skin across your mouth and sends blood splattering against the wall.
So I just lay there for a minute and don't
and take
move.
A take a damage for okay. that.
Well, yeah, of course. I don't move.
I love her.
I know. I see your smile.
Yeah.
Smiles on Abrea's face right now.
She's look, obsessed. John, I can have you or no one can have you. Those are the options that are presented. Those are the options that will remain. And I suggest you don't antagonize me further. You're lucky that I'm even letting you live, as it were.
You've,
if you can call it living.
Made your point. I understand. If this is what life must be like, then, you know, we'll figure out a way forward. We always do. And has she had enough time, do I think, to get into the offices and get any information?
She's not going to be able to get into the main office. She'd be able
because
to get into
the
protection.
Protection.
Okay. But the other offices she could get into.
Yeah. And probably there's not a lot of time. You'd probably be able to just kind of smash and grab and try and hope that what you got is...
I'm going to try and get like a laptop or something from there. Something that would have information that we could try to get into.
You find a laptop in one of the auxiliary rooms.
Okay.
And you have enough time to get that and get out of the building. Because this exchange happens very fast.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I try to stall her for as long as I can, like just with whatever. I don't antagonize her as much after she hits me because I'm already down 3 and I don't want to be down anymore. But I try to keep her talking just about old times or whatever until...
She's very clearly getting bored with you.
Right, which is good. And I go, all right, fine, I'm leaving. Have a good night. And I go out the front door. And then I look around quickly to see if Issachar is anywhere.
I'm like down a little bit, a couple buildings down.
Okay. So I head down there.
Yeah, and his mouth looks ragged.
It did not go as well as I hoped.
What happened to you?
She decided that I was being lippy. Is that a good pun? Lippy? Anyway, yes, it was not good.
Terrible. What can we do to heal him? What can I do to help him? Or can we...
He could feed.
Oh, well, we need to find you something to eat. You don't look good.
Yes, it would be good to eat something to deal with this. Did I get rid of, like, when you eat, do you get health back?
Yeah.
Because I was down 2.
Yeah, you're healed from
so I have, I'm only 1 down, so we could just have a quick bite. I would be okay.
And it's starting to get pretty late/early.
Should we head back to the ranch or to your place, to Sacred Grounds, or where are we going?
I think maybe down to the... I think Maria's down in the bunker at Sacred Grounds. Maybe we go there.
Yes,
that might be a good place for the night.
Okay, so we head back there.
Okay. So they show up at the bunker.
All right, so I let them in. Oh, John, what happened?
I ran into my old sire again and had to keep her busy while Issachar looked around, and she decided that I was being a little critical of her door handles.
What did you say exactly?
I told her they looked like an upscale Sizzler, but they did.
No wonder she damaged you.
Well, I guarantee you that there'll be different door handles by the morning. She's that petty. But anyway,
I grabbed this computer while we were over there, so maybe we can find something on here. Maybe one of your folks could help us. Anyone you have good with technology in your crew?
Probably. I don't know. Are any of my blood dolls good with technology?
Oh, that's going to be a tough call, because being good with tech versus being a hacker.
Right.
And
Or
even just being able to get through.
Well, do we know a hacker?
Mm-hmm. Say Brock is a hacker. Just kidding.
Honestly, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of them are hacker level.
Okay.
They're probably like average to above average.
Do we have any connections, maybe? Let's see. The files are in the computer. Sorry. Just thinking of Zoolander.
So
I'm trying to get into it.
While you guys are figuring out what you're going to do with the computer,
yeah.
Let's go back over to Stella, who is currently peeing for a music video.
Yep. Yes.
And you start to feel that pull of the fact that it's not much longer until the sun's going to come
up. Yeah. How does it look like it's close to the end of the shoot?
It looks like they're still going strong.
My God, they're so inefficient.
Oh, and can't wait until we get that beautiful shot of the sun rising back behind. She's going to look so great, the backlit, but we're only going to get like one shot at it, people.
Going to look so good. I'm going to get coffee. I was told to go. I'm just going to turn and run. And I'm going to like go park the car like somewhere under some brush away from the shoot, and then just like, I got to go to ground, man. This is wild. But did I do a good job? Can I roll to do a good job? I want to be a very good PA.
Yes. Why don't you roll to do a good job? Let's do this then. Do charisma and...
Yes, finally.
Let's do performance.
Thank you for finally getting a Terry roll.
Yeah, although I'm going to give you difficulty of eights for this.
Nice. That's fair.
Because you fucked up pretty bad to start out with.
I was so good. You're a liar.
That's two.
Two? They would maybe hire you again.
Cool tight. Like, at some point, she, like, believed, like, she's very into the masquerade, but she fell into a new one, like, must be a good PA. And it's not until she's like, sun's coming up. Oh, my God, I'm a vampire. What am I doing?
Wait a minute.
Fuck. And then she like snaps back to herself, like, hide the bodies, go to ground. I did do a pretty okay job.
So are you going to go to ground? Are you going to dig yourself a hole?
Yeah, I'm going to literally drive like into some of like the deserty part and then just dig a big hole.
And then just hop in there. Okay?
And hop in there.
All right. So
I don't want to be
found. She's literally going to ground.
Yeah. It's not cute, but fuck it.
All right, so you dig a hole and get ready for sunrise, and the sun is even in the bunker, you can tell it's starting to get early and you're not going to be able to be up much longer.
Can I feed off of David? I need to get rid of this.
Of course he's going to consent. He's the only one I will allow you to feed off of now, because I can't trust you.
True. Thank you. So I go and find David and ask if he's okay with me feeding off of him.
Well, I think you would.
I did. Yeah, so, the lingering kiss. I just trying to pretend to follow the rules that mm-hmm. she does for whatever reason.
Yeah, and David actually looks a little eager and like pulls his shirt to the side.
Oh, thank you. Now, just close your eyes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's and we we batten down the hatches in the bunker and go to bed.
Okay. And the day passes and it is another night. Let's start out with Stella. Actually, let's start with rouse checks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's favorite.
So we have to be six or above to not be hungry?
Yes.
And how many do we roll again?
One die, six or higher, okay. Six eats.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Sorry.
Yes.
All right, so everybody is good.
Yeah.
No, that was my bad.
How far away did you drive from the ranch?
She's probably like 8 miles away from the ranch.
Okay.
Like just
deep. You're out in the middle of the desert. And
is it like when you're camping and you end up like waking up like at the crack of dawn because it's nature, but at the crack of night?
Yeah, it's...
it's so early.
Yeah, it's... night has just set and you're like... covered in dirt. It's like
it's real
trying
gross.
To like fill your mouth and your ears and
there's
everything.
Probably a coyote a few feet away, just kind of looking at you, like what the fuck?
Oh, gross. Okay. Ugh. She like shakes and like a bunch of dust comes off of her, and yeah, she's gonna run back to the truck. Mm-hmm. Are my bodies still there?
How did you have the body secured?
They were just under a tarp. Like the bed of the truck just has like a blue tarp in there. She just put it over. I did a very bad job of this.
They look a little gnawed on.
Oh. Well, all right. That's all to the good. Oh, I should have just left them on the... Stella, we're learning. Okay, here we go. And she's going to drive the truck back towards the ranch. Okay. Are they still there?
No.
Okay, cool. Did they leave a mess?
Yes.
God, I hate this. I hate humans so much.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, trash and, like, bits and pieces of, like, the set that they were filming with. And just, they left shit behind.
Ugh. All right. Well,
it was a very messy production.
I'm going to ditch the bodies in the little bunker area on the bottom that I said exists because it's an extra level of security, mm-hmm. and I'll finish taking care of them later. But I want to try to drive into town and get to an Apple store as fast as possible.
Okay.
So I can buy a phone and then get the laptop fixed. Like, I want to go like full intern and be like, my boss.
The one that you broke?
Uh-huh.
In half?
Uh-huh. And just be like, is this still under warranty? My boss gets so angry at me.
We'll sell you the phone, but there's nothing we can do with that laptop. It's literally broken in half.
Is there a way to recover the data or something? He works for a movie studio, and I can't go back with nothing. He broke a laptop in half because he's mad about a pop singer. Who was the music video?
It's an up-and-comer.
Insert name of pop singer here.
Perfect. Insert name is... it was a video?
Yeah, their insert name.
Yeah, they're... Really, it's a terrible band, but he was so frustrated and he broke the laptop. And if I go back without it, I'm gonna get fired and I need this job so badly.
Let's see if they can fix, if they can recover any data. Look, we can give you the hard drive. That's about it.
Okay, I'll take that. Thank you so much.
Cool. So, can you buy a new phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a new phone.
Okay.
Sweet. Hey guys, where are you? Oh my God, never be without a phone. You just get like 14 texts in the group chat from me.
Did you get cleaned up or are you still covered in dirt?
I didn't think about getting cleaned up. I'm covered in dirt. Oopsie.
Yeah, so the people at the Apple store were extra like...
Yep.
Why is this hobo here?
I'm an intern.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense then. So yeah, you guys
checks
did
out.
totally. A text from Stella.
Yeah, 14 texts from Stella.
Oh my God. Okay, ding. Okay.
Well, at least we know she's all right.
She's back on the grid, huh?
Tell her to buy me a new phone, too. She broke mine, remember?
Oopsie.
Are you going to use yours, though, John?
As long as it's a BlackBerry that I can press the buttons.
You can't get that at most places.
Anyway.
She's going to have to.
She's
going
to have to go on eBay or something to find that phone.
So, tell her to come here so we can figure out what the hell we're doing.
Okay, I take out my little stylus and I text her back.
Got it. On it. Oh my God, I'm covered in dirt. And I just sent you guys a selfie. I slept in the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll go and meet up with you guys.
All right, you're all at the bunker under secret grounds.
Sweet. Hey, how was your night?
It was stressful, but we're all here, which is good. What, the club opens tonight probably in, what, a few hours? What do we feel like we should do? I mean, she's expecting me to be there now because I spoke with her last night.
Yeah, you're still alive, I think.
Yes. Well, as alive as we can be.
Yeah, respect.
And what do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, he's still alive. She did smack him, though.
I can't tell. Like, you fed. I can't see this.
I'm just letting you know, like, she's not nice. I see the look in your eyes.
I can't help it.
She's... And I see what you're thinking.
Get out of my head.
She's not a very good person.
I mean...
She's not nice.
Okay.
Just because you're drunk.
I believe you.
Just because you're power hungry.
Okay. Now we're saying that like it's a bad thing. I just, what? Yes, I understand we need to kill her. She's a very bad vampire.
Well,
she can also believe that she's very cute.
Okay, you can believe that, absolutely, that because she's beautiful, yes, yeah. And she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful, yeah, and powerful, true. And controls John, and all of those things are my favorite things.
Okay, yes, not wrong on any of that, but she's also evil and bringing the second, like, Inquisition upon us.
That's a negative.
That's
column.
The thing,
yeah.
She also got you shot the other day in the shoulder, okay?
Yeah, she does not care about you.
I'm not looking for, okay, I'm not going to, like, switch team. I understand that she is bad.
All right.
I just have pants feelings. It's fine.
You never wear pants.
I mean, yeah, that would be, like, wild to do.
Yeah, you always have a dress. No, you've never worn pants.
I feel like I own pants. I don't think I own pants.
No, I've never seen them.
Okay.
Does that really
matter
right now? Having a conversation
about
pants?
Does that really matter right now?
What? Why are we having a conversation about pants right now? We have really way more important things to discuss. Can we focus?
Yes, yeah. Sorry.
That's fair.
What is going on with you, John?
I am just nervous about tonight, and I'm not quite sure what we're doing. But I know we need to do something.
Okay, well, I have this computer. I want to try to see if I can get some information. Ooh. Are we able to get past this password? Do I need a roll for that? Look at me, I'm all trying to get in this computer. I want to know what's going on.
You can just break it. And then they'll give you the hard drive, and then you can try to get the hard drive. That's how that works, right?
Try password.
Oh, okay. My God. And I do password. Password 123. Okay. Password.
Why don't you do intelligence and technology for me?
Okay. ABC 123.
I believe in you.
Right? Da-na-na. One of them.
One of them?
Mm-hmm.
King.
I see. I love it. She's like, what's enough?
Can I assist?
Not enough.
So you have like one more? I don't know. Is that a...
Sure, why not?
Because you're more technologically advanced than...
By one.
Because, yeah. I mean, you only got a one, so yeah. It's not like you're going to just know the password.
Right.
Nope.
Okay, great.
I'm still bad at this.
Thanks for the help.
I'm like, try Hellfire.
Okay.
But make the L's sevens. And the
it's intelligence and technology.
Okay. Well, where the hell have you been the whole time, girl?
Yeah. One, two.
One of them's
two.
Oh. I thought it was God.
No.
The thing that you notice on this laptop is there is a way to bypass the password, but it's one of the fingerprint.
Oh. We have to get a finger, is what you're saying.
Well, it would have to be the right finger. I mean the correct finger, not the right hand. No. The correct
Put
finger.
Down your finger still.
No, I have Apple products. Like usually people use their right index finger for touch things.
Okay.
Because most people are right-handed. So if you can get this fingy, you can get in there.
But we'd need to know whose finger.
Oh. Where did you get this laptop again?
I got it from Hellfire.
Oh.
From their offices. We were just trying to figure out a little more intel about what's happening tonight.
Okay.
I wouldn't have been that dopey security guard. That would have been too easy.
Yes. It was probably the dopey security guard. Because it was too easy. Look, I have to handle something before I meet you at Hellfire. Do what you can with this. Maybe contact the other vampires. See if somebody has somebody that knows something about computers more than us. But I need to go for just an hour or two, and then I'll meet you at the club.
Where are you going?
I have something I have to deal with. It's not that important. Well, it's important, but not to you. And I...
You don't know what's important to me.
I go.
She's giving you like a very weird look right now.
Do not worry. I'll see you guys in a few hours at the club, outside the club. And I head out.
Be safe, John. Okay.
I will. Thank you. So once I'm outside, I want to call the security guard.
On what?
Is there a phone upstairs outside of the bunker?
Yes.
Okay. So I call her.
Mm-hmm. Chill.
Chill. I'm on my way over now to meet with you.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent. And I go.
Okay.
Or does she have an apartment?
Yeah, she has an apartment.
I now know to buzz the buzzer thing.
Yes.
Hello?
It's John.
Oh, let me buzz you up. Hold on.
Thank you. And so I head up. How does she look?
Oh, she's dressed very nice. She's got her hair pulled up in sort of like a French twist, and she's wearing a really nice black dress.
You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about it, though. Unfortunately, the club that I wanted to take to you to is dangerous, and I don't think it would be right for you to go. But I have a couple of hours, and I was wondering if you'd like to spend them with me.
That would be nice.
Would you like to go out or stay in?
Ooh, John.
Let's go out. I mean, you're cute and everything, but I mean, we met under real weird circumstances and, you know.
You'll get used to the weird. Let's go. So, like, I take her to a near... Is Satan being anywhere near where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay, so I take her there so they can get the special blend and at least pretend like I'm drinking a coffee.
Yeah.
And I just chat her up for like an hour about just asking her new questions. So, like, where are you from and all of that?
Oh, you know, here.
And are you in school right now or are you...
That's sweet. That's sweet that you think I'm still in school.
Well, I mean, what kind of things would you like to do?
I mean, dinner might be nice.
Well, I mean, like, with your life.
Oh,
like...
with my life. Oh, that's a much bigger question. I mean, I don't want to be security at Seaport Village for forever, obviously.
Right, yes.
But I do enjoy security, and, you know, I'm hoping maybe I can work for a bigger firm at some point and, you know, maybe manage a security team of my own.
Oh, so... Do you ever have an aspiration to go back to school at all? So you could be maybe in forensics or something?
I hadn't thought about it.
I think you could do it.
School's so expensive.
It is. You're right. It is.
Yeah, I don't know that I could afford it even if I wanted to. I mean, it was security guard salary.
I want to use awe on her.
Okay.
Which I think is manipulation and... Stella.
Presence!
Yay!
Versus your intelligence and composure.
So, relation is 4. I get a lot of dice for this. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Okay.
So why I'm talking, like, it's really dark, right? In the thing.
It's in Bean.
Yeah, so, yeah, and we've got, like, one of those booths that are... kind of the round boost thing.
Sure.
I kind of slide around next to her as she's talking, like, and I kind of move into her as I'm doing awe and just start to, like, gently put my hands on her and, you know, kind of caress her hair a little bit.
Sure.
And get real familiar, like, real quick.
Okay.
And how does she react?
She's a little, like, shy about it, but also, like, doesn't seem to mind too much.
Okay. So I start making out with her in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to jump back over to them.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Let's leave that there.
Yeah.
Except, nope. Not going to say it. You guys figure out your own stuff.
Oh, shit.
Except what? That he has the finger?
Oh. Okay.
I want to roll intelligence to know whatever I can't think of right now.
Same.
Can we roll against GM?
I need a whisper of help from the GM because I have a dumb.
Well, John's got contacts in the police department.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
Like detectives and stuff.
Yeah, right. We've got people. I'm sure I've got somebody. I'm sure I know somebody. I mean, I did have my person who was a lock picker, you know, like I've got to know somebody else. Do you know any hackers?
I don't think so, but
you probably ate one or two or three already.
I mean, a little bit.
I'm sure.
It's fine. What's the problem?
I don't know if we need to worry so much about this computer, but I do want to know what's going on tonight, what the plans are. And I feel like they might all be on here or some semblance of what Isabeau was actually planning to share or say or do with this place.
Well, didn't you go with John that one time to speak to the police?
I did.
Why don't we go?
Let's do that.
Visit as friends.
Oh, great.
Also, what's everyone wearing tonight? I'm sorry. When I get nervous, I tend to get distracted about like the
Let's
important
go to the police station first and then we can think about it.
Okay, cool.
Great. Sounds like we can't really go. Anyway, it's fine. You can. I was like, okay, maybe something black.
Yeah, tight.
So we head to the police station.
All right.
And try to find one of John's friends. And
so maybe the detective that you talked to the night before.
Hi.
Is this the one?
Can I help you?
Yeah. I was a little worried. There's this new club opening.
Okay.
And I don't think the people who are running it are up to anything very good. And I'm really concerned. It might be just, I don't know, it could be really, really bad. It's a name like Hellfire. It's already kind of suspicious. Have you heard anything about it yet?
No, and we don't usually track stuff like that. Do you have something to actually report? Aside from you have a bad feeling about a club named Hellfire?
Is he in your pocket or not?
He's not in my pocket. Can you help?
Yeah. Are we in like an office or like in the bullpen?
Oh, it's like the front desk. Like he was able to like get them to come up to the front desk to speak with.
Can we speak in private? We just have a lot of concerns and I'm not super comfortable. I feel very vulnerable right now. Please.
Sure. Come on in and waste my time.
Oh, that was so rude of you. That's fine.
And as soon as we get into a private space, like let's go with, let's try compel.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, so it's your intelligence and resolve against charisma and dominate.
All right.
Oh. These guys could do more. That's 3.
Also got 3, so I'll give you a little bit.
Sweet. We need you to look at this computer and let us know what's on it. Get into it.
Why?
Because we're asking very nicely, and you don't want us to ask any other way.
I have to send it off to one of the boys. I don't do this.
What?
I can get one of them in here. It's going to take some time, though.
Let's get one of them in here. Can we help you speed it up in any way?
These things just take time. You have to let it happen.
Just why? Can't you just be in it? I need you to do more, be better. Do you know our friend John?
No.
See, this is what I mean. And she's just going to like drop the facade immediately with you two. This is what I mean. We should have stronger connections in the police department. How will we ever run the city without it?
What is your name again?
Mm-hmm.
What is your name again, officer?
Detective Monroe.
Hi, Detective Monroe it is, right?
Yeah.
We have been dealing with the situation in this city. There's some nefarious folks that are trying to undermine this place. And it's going to be beneficial for you to help us out quickly so that there aren't any fatalities tonight.
I already had enough weird bodies showing up yesterday.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. Let me get
somebody.
And
I might know something about what you're talking about.
Are you involved? Are you...
No, but I know who might be, and that's what we're trying to stop tonight. And we're going to need your help.
Why don't you do charisma and persuasion?
While you're doing this, can I use my heightened senses to see, like, just a general read on his, like, how's his heart rate? Like, is he uncomfortable? Is he nervous around us?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 3.
I mean, if you know something about what's going on, then we need to know about it so we can do something.
Absolutely. That's why I need your help opening this computer, because this is one of the keys potentially for what may be happening tonight before something else happens. I'm going to need somebody quickly. And I mean, now.
2 successes.
2 successes. He definitely seems anxious. There's something that's definitely bothering him, but it's not like, doesn't seem to be afraid of you guys as much. He's a little confused because he feels compelled to work with you, but is not sure why.
Yeah. Okay.
Understand he might feel compelled to work with us and you're not sure why. But I assure you, we are on the side that you want to be on.
All right, let me get one of the boys in here. Hold on. And he's going to get somebody in who's going to start looking at getting into this laptop. Meanwhile, what is going on with John and his date?
I get her as riled up as I can in just being very passionate with her.
Sure.
And then, because I figure I'm going to, if I said 2 hours, I'm going to spend about an hour and a half with her, and then I'm going to take her back.
Okay. Go to sleep.
No, I tell her, I take her to her door. I said, it was a very nice evening. I really enjoyed it, unexpected. Getting to know you. Can I call again?
I think I'd like that.
Okay, and I give her a kiss on her forehead and I leave.
Goodbye. So I'll see you next time.
Yes, I'll talk to you in a day or two.
Okay.
I have to get a new phone. And I walk.
So it takes a little while and they're finally able to get into the laptop and start pawing through the files, trying to see what's actually in there.
Is there anything about opening night? That's what we're looking for specifically, or any plans for...
Let's see, there's a lot of permit information in here, and let's see, we've got some building construction plans, something about SOCAR.
SOCAR. Okay, the SOCAR company. That.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this company?
Never heard of them.
Their name is on so many things around the city right now.
Well, it looks like they've got plans to open up more than this one location.
How many locations do they have in here?
Looks like they've got looking to do a franchise up and down the West Coast.
Okay.
This is not good.
Enterprising. Good to know. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let me know if you hear anything else that's weird and going on, because we could use it.
What was what were the bodies yesterday?
Oh, it's they didn't have any blood in them.
How upsetting. What would that... Ooh. Like a serial killer?
Well, it's not used the SK word yet.
Mm-hmm. Like they'd been drained?
Oh.
We're still figuring it out.
Where were they found?
A few locations in the city.
A few? Please let us know where. I want to avoid that part of town. We're just three young women.
Because that sound effect is going to get you everything you want.
Three little mates from school.
Exactly.
Hi, we're just three little sweet things. So sorry. We will avoid those places. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, be careful out there, ladies.
Thank you.
And as we walk out, sorry, I just want to, like, what did you do to the owner of Sacred Grounds?
I ghouled him.
Okay. Now, can you explain how any of that works to me really quick? I've never done it. Interested in maybe getting like a detective or two in there, kind of in our purse as we will.
You must drink from them, and then they must drink from you. And on occasion, you must allow them to drink from you.
Ew, like how often?
Like once a month.
Ew.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It's like a tablespoon.
Yeah. Wait, am I the only one that hasn't done it?
Probably.
Hold on. And I'm going to go back in and find the detective.
What is this 50-year-old ghoul virgin? Like,
she doesn't like being left out.
Okay.
I'm going to do a cool vampire stuff.
All right, what are you going to do? And they're like, what?
Just one more thing. I think I may know something about the SK.
Oh, okay. Let's go in my office.
Sweet. And let's seduce him in the... I don't know how to...
Yeah, you
make
do.
Make blood come out without being like, you have to want this.
That's your thing.
Why don't you, unless you want to use one of your powers, we would do charisma and persuasion.
I mean, charisma and persuasion is my power. 3.
Not bad. Okay. What do you say to him?
I just want you to know that I feel much safer with you on the streets, and I know it's super dangerous out there, and I just wanted you to know that. And she like gets really close.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you want a hug?
Yeah. I just feel very scared, and I just want to know it's going to be okay.
Okay. And just like awkwardly like giving you a hug.
I think she like, if the camera like pushes in and she like rolls her eyes like, oh, close enough. And then she's going to bite him.
Okay. And like, you know, the vampire bite is like, it's very much like an ecstatic sort of experience.
Yeah.
And he's sort of a little out of it, like from it. If you had a hunger, then
nope.
All right. So you're not definitely not hungry right now.
Yeah.
And so he's sort of, whoa,
cute, right? Do it back. Do it back. And then she like slaps him. Do it.
Do what?
Ah, crap. Bite me. I like feeling unsafe. Oh my God. This is so much more talking than I normally have to do. Just do it. And she slaps him again.
You want to compel him?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
2.
Yeah. I'm rolling like ass today.
Huzzah.
All right. Okay.
Just do it.
And he bites into your neck.
Ow. Oh.
And like,
just like
ends up having a little bit of blood get in there.
Yeah, just like fucking. And she like flicks him in the neck, like swallow. God, this is weird. Like, it's completely not sexual anymore. She's like, just swallow it.
And he does. And he's like, oh, this is real weird.
It's super weird, right?
Yeah.
She like licks and like closes the wound on her neck.
Mm-hmm. Do you close the wound on his neck?
I'm going to wait. Did it work? Did the ghoul work? She's like staring like, how do I know what it works?
You and like, his pupils go, whoop.
Ah. Oh, I did it. I think. How do you feel?
Weird. I'm going to go lie down on the couch for a while.
Do you have to listen to everything I say? Jump. Jump up and down 3 times. Do it.
Gives like this half-hearted sort of hop. Like, whatever.
Okay. I'll take that.
Hold
on. And she like goes up and like, does like the mom spit on his neck. Cool tight. Give me your phone number.
Sweet. Actually just gives you his.
Yeah. Is this your private, like your personal, is your cell?
Takes the card back.
Yep.
Right.
Thank you. Cool. You're mine now. Tight. Don't remember what happened.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to go lay down.
Okay. Bye. It's just going to walk out and look really confused. Like, I think I did it. It wasn't as good as everyone told me it was going to be.
What do you mean it wasn't as good as everyone told you it was going to be? What did you expect?
We didn't tell you anything. We just told you how to do it.
Yeah, I think I assumed it was going to be, like, kind of earth-shattering.
No.
It was really awkward. And short.
Right.
It can be that way sometimes. Congratulations.
I don't feel any different. Okay.
Yeah, but now we have help, and that's perfect. That's exactly what we needed. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to go to Hellfire?
Yep.
Hold on. We're changing. I'm going to go shop. I don't know if you guys are, but I need a new outfit. I'm covered in dust.
Oh, yeah, you do look terrible. Yeah,
I look amazing. Stop.
There's a shower in the bunker.
Okay, cool, thanks. I'll do that.
And I've had
I try really hard not to think about that.
I've had my blood dolls, like, bring my clothes and everything from the loft.
Sure.
You know, so I dress in something, of course, highly fabulous. Fashionable and fabulous.
I imagine, like, some asymmetrical shit.
Ooh, yeah.
And I have a rose on somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So
that's a Tory Dorothy.
That's so cute. Ugh, so good.
So everybody goes and has a getting ready montage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
boots and pants. Montage.
Which actually does not sound that different from the music that's pouring out of Hellfire. As you all approach.
Of course.
On opening night. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Cool.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to episode 8 of Unquiet Blood, a Vampire 5e game. I have been, will continue to be, and always and forever am Mac Beauvais, your GM. You can find me on the internet as at Strange Like That.
Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. I've been Issachar Flora. I am on the internet at the Terry Gamble. Yeah, on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagrams. You can also find me at Horror Movie Survival Guide on also the internets. It's a podcast about scary movies that comes out every week. So check that out, too, if you haven't yet. Give it a listen. Wes is our extraordinaire producer on that and does all these amazing things and makes it sound so good. So if you like how this sounds, he's not going to do the sound effects on that one, though, but he does make it sound really good. and it's fun because I like to, I don't know, mess with him on that show, too. It's hilarious.
It is fun.
Anywho.
Dope. Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, and you can catch me on social media at Quiddy, Quiddie. I love RPGs, and I stream a lot of places, so you can catch me obviously here, which is amazing, and at Saving Throw Show, Hyper RPG, and Happy Jacks RPG.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I don't really stream anywhere but this podcast, but I do write the music for Plate Mail Games. So if you like any of my stuff, you can go to the Plate Mail Games website to Drive Through RPG, or you can subscribe to us through Battle Bards. You can also follow me on the socials at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis, also part of Plate Mail Games. If you like what you hear, go on to Battle Bards or Drive Through RPG and check us out. Or you can also check us out at the podcast at 12, the number Sided Stories. You can check us out at 12 Sided Stories on Patreon. Leave a review or do a shout out or join us on Patreon for extra content. We appreciate you listening.
And we'll talk at you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.